Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're going to continue our spring sports season wrap-up this afternoon here on the Coach's Corner. We've already recapped Girls Golf. That was yesterday with Emory Girls Golf coach Casey Edgehouse. If you missed that interview, you can check it out at castlecountryradio.com. Today we're going to stick with Emory High School Athletics, and we're going to flip over to baseball. I thought it was an incredible run for the team, knocking off the number one team in the state at the 3A state tournament. That was after sweeping ALA in the opening round. Emory lost two games and a combined run total of two runs, both in heartbreaking fashion by just one run. And we're going to talk about that and more with second-year manager Chase Julian, who is joining us over the phone right now. Coach, it's great to get you back on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know it's always sad to kind of recap the season, but as you and I have talked about, I mean, it was a great season, a great run for these boys. They made a nice push in the state tournament, unfortunately just came up short.
Yeah, you know, it was, we were playing some of our best ball at the state tournament, and unfortunately it just ended too early for us, in our opinion, but it was a good run nonetheless.
I want to talk about the way the state tournament goes down, Coach. So you pull off the sweep against ALA, and we talk to you after that, and then you go in against the number one team in Grantsville, and right out of the gate, I mean, you're tested, and the boys played great baseball, had to weather the storm late. I know you joined us on the air after that win, but that was a pretty powerful victory to knock off the number one team early on in the state tournament and kind of take on had the opportunity, no less, to take on the role as the one seed in the bracket.
Yeah, and we came out and we played good, and it was good to get the win against them. They're a good ball club, and we played well all the way around. We put a full game together finally, and it was nice to see, and it was fun. So it's always fun when you're winning.
If we look at the way the boys played in the Grantsville game, Coach, I mean, I think the first six innings of that game were probably the best collective game. That was the best collective game that I think the boys had played all year. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, they played well. They finally put a full game together. We'd been all year putting pieces together. The front of our lineup would hit, and the back wouldn't, and then the back would hit, and our front wouldn't. Or we'd have some pretty bad defensive games, or some games that we just wouldn't hit at all, and so it was really nice to finally get a full game together. And there's not a lot of better spots to do it than at the state tournament.
No doubt about that. And then, Coach, you got to move on. You got to play Canyon View, and you know, midway through that game, it just seemed like everything was clicking. Right, I mean, everything was clicking. You jump out to a 3-0 lead. There's some timely hits. Really, one bad inning in the Canyon View game was ultimately the difference. But I mean, aside from that, again, it was a well played game.
Yeah, we played well. Even with the one bad inning, it wasn't horrible. It was that pitcher. He's a good pitcher, the Jensen kid for Canyon View. He just got stronger as the ball game went on, and we kind of favored him. We started swinging outside of our zone and getting a little too anxious at the plate, and we just didn't quite have it. We were getting a little bit over anxious at the plate and swinging at bad pitches.
It's a game where you know the opponent fairly well, and I think that's what made it so interesting. Two times in the regular season, run into them again in the state tournament. And typically, Coach, I feel like the third meeting will always benefit the team that maybe has fallen short the previous two. It's tough to beat a good team three times. Canyon View, however, found a way, and I think you kind of pegged it right on the head, right? When it wasn't pitching, it wasn't defense. There were just some really untimely approaches late in that game.
Yeah, we was. I don't know if we was just trying to do too much, or we was just getting out of what we normally should be doing, and we got away from our zone, and it kind of bit us in the butt there at the end. But great teams like Canyon View, they take advantage of the miscues, and so we just got a they're a well coached team, and they're a good team, and so it's tough to overcome stuff when you we've said it all year, but we've kind of beat ourselves this year more than other teams have beat us. So we kind of had that same thing in the Canyon View game. We kind of got away from what we had been doing, and to get us the 3-run lead to start the game, and it kind of jumped up and bit us in the butt.
And then the game that ultimately ends the season, Coach, game against Morgan, and this one was, again, just highly entertaining. And, you know, I think Hayden's diving attempt in center field to kind of close out the game was, to me, it was almost like an indication of how the season had gone. I mean, it was that close. He makes a hell of a play, terrific effort, just can't hold that ball in. And, you know, I'm curious as to your thoughts as to the way that game came to an end and almost just a spectacular play to advance you guys in the tournament.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I don't know, that kid's got, Hayden Abrams has got so much speed that most kids don't get to that ball, but he made a play on it. He had shifted over lefty at bat, so he had kind of shifted over for a pull situation. The kid had hit it to that right side of the field all day long, so he kind of shifted over there, and so he's a little more right center. And I mean, he makes a play on it that most kids don't get to. Just couldn't quite get it hauled in, but yeah, it's like you said, it's kind of, I don't know, it's a tough way to go out. I feel bad for Hato. He put a lot of pressure on himself after it, and a lot of blame on himself, but it wasn't him, or it wasn't one particular play that really cost us the game. I think we were kind of coasting. We were up 5-0, and we had bases loaded. I think we had bases loaded with no outs and only end up scoring one run. So it just, some bad approaches, trying to do too much. Couple things that really bit us, but ultimately, yeah, he stops the ball in center, but ultimately it was kind of catching up to us as the game went on, so.
Again, our guest right now, manager Chase Julian of the Emory Spartan baseball team. Coach, I want to talk about some of the freshmen that came through, freshmen and sophomore that came through for you guys, because you have a lot of really younger boys that really stepped up to the plate. You know, we go to the Canyon View game. I thought Garrett Conover stepping in, he was phenomenal on the mound, did exactly what he needed to do. I know you got a solid inning out of Trigg Jensen as well. You and I have talked about Trigg all season long. You just have a lot of youth on this team that performed in some really big spots.
Yeah, they did. They stepped up big for us all year long. I mean, Trigg, he started for us all year long, and as a freshman, it's kind of tough. I put him in a lot of different positions, but defensively, I felt like he gave us the best bet on defense. Anywhere we put him, he was willing to step up and play outfield if I needed. I had him at third and short a lot, and had to move him to the outfield, and he stepped up. He did great for us all year long. His bat, I think he ended the year like fourth highest average on our team, which is great. Like moving forward, hopefully he just keeps working hard. I know he will. He's a great kid, and he works his butt off. So I know he's going to get better, and I can't remember, 3-something for the average for him for the year. Garrett Conover, he pitched well for us all year long, not just at the varsity level, but he pitched a lot of good ball games. When you get towards the end of our season, we only have 2 region games a week. We had a couple makeup games, but it's hard to get pitchers the reps they need, and he pitched a lot of JV games for us down the stretch, and sophomore games for us. He pitched well, and then he hadn't pitched a varsity game for quite a while when I decided to bring him in that Canyon View game, and he stepped up, and he just I don't know, him and Trigg, they just, the bigger the game, the bigger they step up. So, I mean, they did awesome for us this year.
Coach, what was your overall message to the team after the season came to an end?
You know, I told them keep their heads up. It sucks to lose the way that we lost, but ultimately we had a great season. Looking back, yeah, we didn't achieve a lot of the goals that we had set for us as a team, but we took huge strides moving forward, and we were playing our best baseball towards the end of the year. We need to just make sure that we're starting out that way next year, getting more reps in cages, more bullpens, making sure that we're ready to go, because it's such a short season with high school baseball that you just never know. You got to come ready to play right out the gate. It's not near long enough to wait for 2 months to get ready to play baseball.
Yeah, short season, Coach. Now you move into the off season. What does that look like for the team? Because I know you did have a pretty successful summer program last year.
Yeah, and we'll do. We'll have another summer program that we do. We're going to try to get into a couple different tournaments. I was going to try to host a few tournaments this summer at our place. I don't know if we will host any, but we will definitely get to a few and get our summer league. We have a summer league that we play in every Monday night. We'll play either at some place or at home, so it'll be good. It'll give us, I think, 14 games this summer, so it'll be good for us.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Coach, I definitely appreciate the time. Always appreciate you making time for us throughout the entire season. It's always fun to follow the team, and I can't wait for next year. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That's Emory High School baseball manager Chase Julian taking out the time to join us as we continue to recap the spring sports season. Not completely done. We still have tennis and track and field this week, but the majority of the sports have already completed their season. We do have more coming up when we return. We are live from the Sutherland Studios, and we'll talk Major League Baseball right after this.